Goragra ganya gana gocha guloru haram Goranga gura tamago pyara kopa briksham Gopala gara rati dam yati singha gora Govinda deshi kavaram satatam namami Guruve Guru Chandraya Radhikayai Tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Utama Adama Kichuna Bachila Jachiya Dileka Kola Kahe Premananda He Mona Goranga Ridoya Dariya Bola Bhaj Goranga Kaha Goranga Laha Gorangera Namare Jejana Goranga Bhaje Se Hoy Amara Prare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Yasyaiva Padambuja Bhakti Labhya Premabhidana Paramapumata Tasmai Jaganmangala Mangalaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste. So thank you very much for walking with us the last few days on this journey of our katha. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, at the end of Madhya Lila, he gives some very important advice. Please, my dear devotees, listen. Chaitanyila Amritpura Krishna Lila Sukarpura Duhe Mile Hoye Samadurya Sadhu Guru Prasade Tahaje Aswade Sejane Madhurya Prachurya. He says that Chaitanyila Amritapur, that the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are full of nectar. And Krishna Lila Sukarpur, that the pastimes of Sri Krishna are just like Karpur, camphor. Duhi Mile Hoi Samudurja. And when you mix these two together, it becomes very, very sweet. Sadhu Guru Prasade Tahaje Aswade. He says that by the mercy of Sadhu Guru, anyone who tastes these things, then Sejani Madhurja Prachurja. Then you can understand the depths of that sweetness. Only if we hear these things from Sadhu Guru. And he then describes Jailila Amrita Bine Kaya Jadi Anapani Tabe Bhaktira Durbala Jivan Jada Eka Bindu Pani Utvalita Tanumani Hase Gaya Koraye Narchan. Prabhupada translates, he says that men become strong and stout by eating sufficient grains. But the devotee who simply eats ordinary grains, but he doesn't taste the transcendental pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna, gradually becomes weak and falls down from the transcendental position. However, if one drinks but a drop of the nectar of Krishna's pastimes, his body and mind begin to bloom, and he begins to laugh, sing, and dance. And Srila Prabhupada has given a very wonderful purport, very important purport. He says, all the devotees connected with this Krishna consciousness movement must read all the books that have been translated, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and others. Otherwise, after some time, they will simply eat, sleep, and fall down from their position. Thus, they will miss the opportunity to attain an eternal, blissful life of transcendental pleasure. So, the last few days, we've mostly been speaking something about Krishna's Balachapalya Leela, his rascal-like pastimes. And we've mentioned a few times, we've touched a little bit on Gaura Leela. And we mentioned how my revered spiritual master, he used to say that Gaura Leela is Krishna Leela. When you write a book, and the book is complete, but there's something more that needs to be said. In Sanskrit, you call that a parishishta, or an appendix. It's part of the book, but it's a little something different. So that's Gaura Leela. Gaura Leela is a parishishta, or an appendix of Krishna Leela. And you can't separate the two. Gaura Leela is Krishna Leela, is Gaura Leela is Krishna Leela. Only there's a little difference, just as the holy name is non-different from Nami, but there's a little difference between the two. Rupa Goswami, he says in his Namashtakam, Purvasmat Parameva Hantam Karuna Tatrapi Janimahi, that between the two, Nama Nami, the name, and Krishna, the name is more merciful. That's the only difference. So similarly, between Gaura Leela and Krishna Leela, there's no difference, only that Gaura Leela is more merciful. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Bhakta Rup. He's come in the mood of a devotee. He's Channa Avatar. He's come in a hidden form. But if we study the pastimes of Gaura Leela, then we'll see many similarities and many of the moods that were present in Krishna Leela. This is a very, very vast subject which could be spoken on for a long, long time. There's so many wonderful pastimes that we call Bala Chapalya Leela, or the rascal-like pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So just as Krishna was a rascal here in Braj, similarly, Nimai Pandit, when he was growing up, he also displayed similar kinds of pastimes. And Vrindavan Das Thakur describes in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Sabara Sahita Giya Pare Nanashtan Dariya Rakite Nahi Pare Kona Jan Bolo Hare Krishna. Sabara Sahita Giya Pare Nanashtane. Just as Nimai was going from place to place, Dhariya Rakita Nahi Pari Kono Jani, no one could control him, just like Krishna. In Dwarpar Yuga, Krishna was also being very, very naughty, and no one could control Krishna, not even Mother Yashoda and Mother Rohini. Anya Sishu Deki Le Koraye Kutuhala Sneha Pari Hasa Kori Bajaye Kondala Bolo Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. A similar word is used here in Gaura Leela, a word that's often used in the pastimes of Krishna that we've been reading, and that is Sishu. Sishu means a small child. Anya Sishu Dekile, whenever he would see other different children, then Nimai Pandit, Vishwambar, Lord Godahari, would begin to tease them. And then some quarrel, would break out, Kondala, and Nimai would always defeat those other boys. So, Vrindavan Das Thakur, he says that just as Krishna, he was covered all the way up to his head in cow urine and cow dung. He was rolling around in the Goshala in Braj. Similarly, Lord Gaurasundar, he'd become gray with a covering of dust, and he was decorated Likina Kalira Bindu Shobhi Manohar in a very mind-enchanting way with drops of ink, because now he's come in the family of a Brahmin, whereas before he was born in the family of Vaishyas. Now he's come in the form of a Brahmin. And so every day he was going out to study. And after studying, he and his friends, they would go to take bath in the Ganga. And Vrindavan Das Thakur says, there were so many people taking bath there in the Ganga, Nabadweep. There are many sadhus, saints, grihasthas, sannyasis, many children. And Nimai Vishvambar would swim in the Ganga. Sometimes he would dive under the water. Sometimes he would float on top of the water. And he would engage in various water sports. And he was also behaving in a very, very mischievous way. Jalakrida kore gora sundara sarir sabakara gaye lage charanera nira bolo Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. While he was engaging in those water sports, Nimai Pandit Vishvambar had no shame. He would swim over near the Brahmins, the sannyasis and sadhus, and elderly people, and he would start splashing them with water from his feet. It's very, very bad in Vedic culture. You don't do like that. And all the people there, they would tell him, hey, stop that. Don't do this. But Nimai wouldn't listen to them. And not only would he not listen to them, but he would behave in an even worse way. Puna puna sabare korae prabhu snana kore chonya karo ange kulolo pradan bolo Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. The word kulola comes from a Hindi word kula, which means to spit. And Nimai would take water in his mouth and he would go to the different sadhus and people. And he would spit that water in their face. It was a very, very bad thing. And because we understand that in Vedic culture, it's a community. And it requires a community to raise a child. So the senior Brahmins, they went to Vishvambar's father, Jagannath Mishra. And they complained to him, you please hear about how your son is behaving? We're not able to take our bath properly in the Ganga. Another one said that, I'm trying to do my meditation. I'm standing in the water doing my meditation. Like this. And your boy comes and splashes water in my face. It's very, very bad. Arubole kare dhyana koro e deka. Kali juge narayana muni parateka. Another one complained. He said that your son came to me and asked me, who are you meditating on? Don't you know? Kali Yuga Narayana Muni Parateka. In Kali Yuga, I'm Narayan. You should meditate on me. Keha boli mora Shiva Linga Kori Churi. Another one said, I was worshipping my Shiva Linga on the bank of the Ganga, and your boy came and stole the Shiva Linga. Another one said, Muralai Palai Uttariya. I was getting ready to do my puja. I was taking bath in the water. And your boy came and took my chadar, my Uttariya. Because that's required for worship. And then someone else said, Keho Boli, Pushpa Durba Naivedya Chandana Vishnu Puji Bhada Saji Vishnu Asana. Ami Kori Snana Heta Vaisha Se Asani Sabakai Paritabi Kori Palayana. He says that one person said that I was taking bath in the Ganga, and every day after I take bath in the Ganga, I come out and I worship Lord Vishnu. And I'd kept all the ingredients for that worship there on the bank of the Ganga. There were some flowers, some durba grass, some nice boga, chandan sandalwood paste, and an asan for the Lord. And then when I went to take bath, your boy, he came, and he sat down on that seat, the Lord's asan, and he ate all the boga, which is meant for the Lord. And he smeared the sandalwood paste all over his body, and he decorated himself with the flowers, and then he ran away. I became very disturbed. I started shouting at him, and he came back. And he said, why are you so unhappy? That person for whom you arranged all these ingredients, that same person has now personally enjoyed them. Why are you unhappy? Another person complained. Keha bole sanja kori jale te namiya duba dia loya jai charane dariya bolo Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. One person said, I was standing there in the Ganga and I was chanting my Gayatri mantra, and he came up under the water and he grabbed my feet and he pulled me under the water while I was chanting my Gayatri mantra. It's very, very bad. Another one said, he's always taking my basket of flowers and my fresh cloth. And someone else said, Amara Chayar Gita Punti, he stole my Bhagavad Gita. And then another one said that my son, he's a very young boy, but your son, he's always coming and making him cry because he puts water in his ears. The same kind of pastimes that the gopis in Braj were complaining to Mother Yashoda about. So Nimai in Nabadweep, he was performing the same things. Another one said, your son, he comes up from behind me sometimes while I'm standing in the Ganga, and he climbs on my shoulders, and then he jumps in the water, shouting, Boli, Muni Re Mahesha Boli, and that I am Maheshwar, I'm Lord Shiva. Another one complained to Jagannath Misha that after I take my bath and I purified myself, I come out of the water, and your boy throws dirt on me. Your boy is always surrounded by very mischievous boys. It's the same kind of pastimes that Krishna performed in Braj, also surrounded by very mischievous boys. Krishna would sometimes come and he would do so many naughty things. It's described in the Bhagavatam that Krishna would go to someone's house, and if he couldn't get any milk products there, then Krishna would do something very, very bad. Evam dashyani usati kurute mehanadini vasto. Mehanadini means that Krishna would pass stool and urine in that person's house. Now, this is a very interesting subject matter. It says not only would he pass stool and urine in the house, but it said that usati kurute vasto, he would pass stool and urine in a very clean place in the house. And so the gopis, they went to Mother Yashoda and they complained that when we catch Krishna, we chastise him for being a thief. Then Krishna replies, I'm not a thief, you're a thief. Because in this world, what belongs to us? Everything belongs to the Ishavashyam Idam Sarvam Yad Kinchid Jagatam Jagat. Everything belongs to Krishna. So then sometimes being angry, Krishna would pass urine and stool in a very neat, clean place in our house. But now our dear friend Yashoda, your little boy, is sitting in front of you like such a good boy. And he looks very, very innocent. And he's smiling in a very, very charming way. Sanatana Goswami comments on this verse, and he quotes one shloka. Jagaj jana mala dvamsi shravana smirti kirtanam mala muchari rahita punya shloka iti smitaha. That the Supreme Personality of Godhead has no urine and no stool. Just by glorifying him and hearing about him, everyone's impurities goes away. He has no impurities. He has no contaminated substances like urine and stool. And Sanatana Goswami says that even exalted persons don't have urine and stool. So how can the pinnacle of the pure, how can they have urine and stool? And Sanatana Goswami, he says, but still, Krishna and Balaram, sometimes they were passing urine and stool in the houses of the gopis. And not only that, it gets a little worse. But sometimes Krishna, he would engage the monkeys and other animals in Braj to pass urine and stool in the houses of the gopis. And Sanatana Goswami says, but he had a purpose in doing that. You can't try to imitate that if you go to visit some devotee's house. They'll never invite you again. It'll be a big scandal. But when Krishna would do like that, his purpose was to bring joy and happiness to his devotees. Sanatana Goswami says that by his own nature, he doesn't have any such activities. He's supremely pure. He purifies everything. Right? He has nothing disgusting like urine or stool. Right? Like his name and his fame, his pastimes are all very extraordinary and full of eternity knowledge and bliss. They're all purifying. There's nothing contaminating about him. He says, but the truth is that Krishna got some pleasure being chastised by Mother Yashoda. He gets some pleasure acting like a rascal. Srila Prabhupada, just to make a little footnote here, sometimes he would say that ladies never grow up. And they're always like little children, like a 9-year-old girl. I don't know if that's true or not. The ladies can say better than me. But I think if that's true, I think also, from my perspective, I have a little different perspective, I think that the men also never grow up. And the men in this world, I've noticed, they all want to have someone like their mother. And they get married so someone will cook for them and clean for them and do so many different things. And if the girls never grow up, the men also never grow up. And in the men, we see this perverted reflection of Krishna's rascal Leela. Men also like to be rascals their whole life. So Jiva Goswami in Laghu Vaishnav Toshan, he comments on this verse. He says that although it's not possible for the Lord to have urine and stool, urine and stool in one sense means something that's rejected from the body, something which is very contaminated. The Lord doesn't have such a thing. But still, for the pleasure of his infant pastimes, illusory urine and stool were produced. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Sarita Darshani, gives another explanation. He says that the gopis were having a conversation, more of a conversation, with Mother Yashoda. And they were saying, oh Yashoda, oh famous one, Yashoda means that personality who brings fame. Your son doesn't only steal, but he passes stool and urine. And where does he pass stool and urine? The verse says, in a very clean place. And Vishwanath gives an explanation of what that means. He says that he passes stool and urine in our puja room. In the room that we set aside for doing puja. Now, what does that mean? Please contemplate on that. In Braj, the Brijbasis don't worship Krishna directly, although in Lalita Madhava and other places, Rupa Goswami says that the gopis, instead of offering incense and a ghee lamp, they would worship Krishna with their sidelong glances. But it wasn't exactly formal kind of archana. But they were doing some formal archana. In the house of Nanda Maharaj, they had a deity of Lord Vishnu, Narayan. And their pujari was Madhu Mangal. He would come every day to do some worship. And also, we know that the Brijbasis, for many, many generations, they were worshipping Indra. And also, every day, the gopis were worshipping Suryadev. And sometimes they were worshipping Katyayani. Sometimes they were worshipping Durga. Sometimes the Brijbasis were worshipping Gopishwar Mahadev. They would worship different devatas. But not far from here, at the place known as Govinda Kund, Krishna expressed his displeasure with that worship, and he held up Govardhan Hill, telling the Brijbasis, you don't worship Indra, you worship Govardhan Hill. And when Indra sent the Samvardic cloud to destroy Braj, and Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill to display the pastime that Krishna didn't want the Brijbasis to worship anyone else. He wanted their worship to be ekantic. So in this pastime, in the 8th chapter of the 10th canto, Krishna is giving us some indication of his opinion of the Brijbasis worshipping the demigods. Excuse my American language, but he pisses on it. That's his opinion about that thing. He doesn't think very highly of the Brijbasis worshipping the devatas. So, just as Krishna was performing so many rascal leelas, also in Nabadweep, Nimai Pandit was also performing so many similar pastimes. And just as the gopis were coming to complain to Mother Yashoda, the elderly Brahmins in Nabadweep were coming to complain to Jagannath Mishra. And they said, oh, Jagannath Mishra, you're our dear friend. We just want to inform you, because it's important. It requires a village to raise a child, not just two parents. This is community. But you know your boy is doing many, many bad things. And at the same time, those Brahmins were complaining. A group of young girls came to see Mother Sachi. And they were complaining. They were a little shy. They were lowering their head and they said, Mata, you please listen to what your boy, Vishvambar, is doing. It's very, very bad. Basana koroye chore bole ati manda Uttara korila jala deya kore dvanda bolo Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Sometimes your boy comes while we're taking bath in the Ganga and he steals our clothes. And he speaks very, very badly. And if we complain about it, then he throws water on us and he starts a quarrel. This is the same Leela that Krishna performs here in Braj, known as Vastra Harana Leela, where Krishna takes away the clothes of the gopis. Some people think it's an erotic pastime, but they're misinformed because those gopis were very, very young. They were maybe 5 or 6 years old at that time, and Krishna himself was maybe 7 or 8 years old. It wasn't an erotic pastime. But by exhibiting this pastime, Krishna teaches us that if we want to approach the Lord, if we want to approach Gurudev, if we want to approach Krishna, then we have to come naked. It doesn't mean that you should come to Sachinanda Maharaj's class with no clothes on. He'll be very unhappy with me if you do that. But it means that we should come without our upadis. When Krishna entered into Mathura, one of the first things that he did, he met with a washerman. And that washerman was not just any washerman, but he was a personal washerman, the dobi, for King Kamsa. And Krishna killed him and took the clothes that were meant for Kamsa and wore them himself. What is the purport to that? By doing that activity, Krishna was giving a message to Kamsa. Oh, my dear Kamsa, you have so many different upadis, so many different designations as a conditioned soul. And those upadis are represented by your clothes. Just as I've taken your clothes and claimed them for myself, I'm also going to claim your body. I'm going to kill you. Krishna's teaching us in that way. So the young girls of Navadvip were complaining to Sachi Mata, and they said that by force he scatters whatever fruits and flowers we have. When we come out of taking bath, he throws dirt on us. Sometimes he sneaks up behind us and he shouts in our ears. One of the girls said, Moramuki dileka kulola. He came and he spit water in my face. Another one said, then he took some okra seeds. Okra, you may have sometimes, they call it bindi. Well, the seeds of that, they're very thorny and they cause itching. And he took those seeds and he threw them in my hair. And then another one said, Mara chahi viva koribari. He said he wants to marry me. Well, this is the same complaint Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur in Sarta Darshani. He makes in one of these verses in the 8th chapter, the 10th canto. When the gopis come to Mother Yashoda, they're complaining that your Nimai is doing this and this. We can't understand. Even though he has very valuable jewels on his body, he wants to come and steal milk products. It doesn't make any sense. And he does so many bad things. He passes urine and stool in our altar room. And then some of the gopis say, and he came and asked me to marry him. He's a 5-year-old boy coming and asking the girls to marry him. So in this way, the ladies of the young girls of Navadvip are complaining to Sachi Mata. They said, every day he behaves like this. What is your name? I think that he's the son of a king. And then they told her, Purve sunilana jena nandera kuma Sei mata sabe kore nimai toma bolo Hare Krishna. Purve sunilana jena nandera kuma. We've heard about the previous activities of the son of Nanda Maharaj in Braj, and your Nimai Vishvambar, he behaves exactly in the same way as Krishna was doing. When Sachimata heard all these complaints of the girls, she just smiled in a very sweet way. And then she spoke very nicely to them. And she told those girls, Nimai Aila Ajivadyamu Vandiya Arajina Upadrava Nahi Koragiye Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. She said, when Nimai returns today, I'm going to tie him up with a rope and I'm going to beat him with a stick so that he won't bother you girls anymore. And all the girls, they took the dust from Sachimata's feet and put it on their heads. And then they went to take bath in the Ganga. But Vrindavan Das Thakur says, Jateka chapalya prabhu kore jara sane paramarte sabara santosha bada mane bolo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. In spite of Nimai's chapalya balya lila, in spite of his very mischievous behavior, however he would behave, everyone felt very, very satisfied by it. It's not an ordinary activity. But this is Krishna's steya yoga. Gauranga Mahaprabhu's steya yoga. His yoga of stealing. He steals the hearts of his devotees by performing this Bala Chapalya Leela. And although everyone complains, Paramarte Sabara Santosha Baramani, they all felt very, very happy and very, very satisfied in their hearts. When the people complained to Jagannath Mishra, he became very angry and he said, this boy is such a budmas, such a rascal. He doesn't allow people to peacefully take their bath in the Ganga. Today, I'm going to punish him severely. And he picked up a stick. And then all the people who were there, they said, no. Mishra, it's okay. Your boy, we like him very, very much. But Jagannath Mishra wouldn't listen to them. And he ran out of the house with a stick in his hand to go to the Ganga to chastise his boy. At that time, Lord Gaurasundar was playing in the waters of the Ganga with his friends. And at that time, the same girls who complained to Mother Sachi, they came running to Nimai. And they said, Kumarika sabe bole suna vishvambar Misha ailena e palaha sadvar Bolo Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It's very difficult to understand, ladies. The same girls who were complaining just a few minutes before to Sachimata, when they saw how angry Jagannath Mishra was with his son, they went running to Vishvambar and they said, hey, son of Vishvambar, listen, your father's coming and he's very, very angry. You better get out of here right away. So then suddenly Jagannath Mishra appeared there and the girls ran away in fear. And Nimai quickly told his friends, tell my father, that I didn't come from my bath today. You tell him that I went straight home after school and that you're also waiting for me. And so then Vishvambar, Lord Godahari, he came out of the water in a little distant place and he went home on a different path. And when Jagannath Mishra arrived there, he couldn't find his son and he was walking back and forth on the bank of the Ganga with a stick in his hand looking for that boy. Just as previously in Dwarpar Yuga, Mother Yashoda was also holding a stick in her hand and chastising her little boy. The Brahmins who previously had complained about Vishvambar, they told him that your boy, he ran away, he was very afraid. So you should go home and speak to him there. And don't worry, if he comes back here again and does some more mischief, then we'll catch him and we'll turn him over to you. And then they told him, but Jagannath Mishra, don't be so angry with him. He said, actually, we like your son very much. Everything, all the complaints that we made to you about him were actually just some joking words on our part. Actually, there's no one who's more fortunate than you in all the three worlds. And they told him that even if your Vishwambar committed millions of offenses, still, we'll always keep him in our hearts. So meanwhile, Vishwambar, he returned home by a different path. And it's described that when he came home, his body was very dusty. And there were drops of ink all over him, like he'd just come from school. And he had the same clothes on that he had on that morning. Usually the boys, they'll change cloth after they take bath. And he had his books under his arm. And when he came in the house, he called out, Janani Boliya Prabhu Lagi Ladakite Taila Deha More Jai Sinana Korite Hare Krishna. Janani, O mother, give me some oil. I want to go and take my bath in the Ganga. And Sachimata, she looked at him, and she saw there was no sign that he'd taken a bath. And Sachimata was thinking, what is this? These Brahmins were coming and complaining, and the girls were coming and complaining, but there's no sign that my boy has taken bath. He has ink on his body, like he was doing his studies. He has the same cloth on. What's going on? And suddenly Jagannath Mishra returned home, very, very angry. And at that time, Vishwambar smiled at him in a very, very gentle way. And when Jagannath Mishra saw the smile on the face of his beloved Nimai, his heart melted. And then Vishwambar climbed in the lap of his father. Shriyalingane Mishra bhaye nahi jane Anande ponita hoila pucha darashane bolo Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And Jagannath Mishra embraced his son, and he became full of ecstasy, and he forgot all about the complaints of the Brahmins. He forgot all about his anger toward Nimai. And then he asked Nimai, he remembered, he said, why are you behaving like this? It's very, very bad. Why don't you let people take their bath? Why are you stealing things for the worship of Lord Vishnu? Don't you have any respect for Lord Narayan? And Nimai looked at him just in the same way that Krishna would look at Mother Yashoda, in a very innocent way. He said, I didn't do that. Father, I haven't even gone to the Ganga yet today. They're speaking some lies. Huh? I think probably my friends were doing all these things to the girls and the Brahmins. And they thought somehow it was me, and they came and they told you this lie. And since everybody is telling lies about me and saying I'm doing mischievous things, then I should go and do mischievous things. So please excuse me, I'm going to go to the Ganga now. And he went to the Ganga. And when he arrived there, the boys, he told of his friends what had happened. I went home, I did like this and this. And the boys, they started laughing and they embraced him. And they said, today you escaped a real beating. That's very, very good. So no one could understand those pastimes of little Nimai. In the Chaitanya Mangal, in the Adi Kanda, the Balya Lila section, there's a very interesting pastime. It describes that there was once a very learned scholar and doctor who lived in Navadvip, and his name was Murari Gupta. And one day he came to Navadvip, he came near to the house of Nimai, and he was walking down the street. And as he was walking, he had many disciples with him. And Murari Gupta was speaking about the Yoga Shastras. He was very, very expert in that. And as he was walking, he was doing some different mudras and things, because that's part of Yoga Shastra, to do mudras and to do pranayama. Mataji knows very well. Yes? And while he was doing that, Vishwambar Nimai was walking behind him, and he was making fun of him. He was doing the same hand gestures, and he was talking in the same way, mocking Murari Gupta and walking in the same way. And Murari Gupta became furious. He stopped. Hup! What are you doing? Huh? Nehemiah was surrounded with all of his friends who were all laughing. He says, I know who you are. You're the son of Jagannath Mishra. And Jagannath Mishra is a very good Brahmin. But you're behaving like a badmash, like a rascal. Why are you doing like this? And at that time, Lord Godahari displayed his pastime of anger. And he said, listen, Murari. He said, later on while you're taking your meal, I'm going to come and give you some instruction. Murari thought, what is he speaking about? Anyway, very strange boy, very chapalya, very restless boy. So then Murari, he returned to his home around noontime and he sat down to have his lunch. And then at that time, Nimai Pandit came there. Nimai was dressed in a very opulent cloth. He had a cloth tied around his waist. He had his hair in a triple top knot. He had tulsi beads and very beautiful pearl necklace around his neck. He had black cudgel around his eyes. And he was wearing golden armlets and rings and earrings. And suddenly, Vishwambar entered into the house of Murari Gupta, and in a very thunderous voice, he called out, Murari! And Murari was very surprised. He said, what are you doing here? And Nimai, he said, don't get up, it's okay. Carry on with your meal. And Murari Gupta thought, very restless boy, what is he doing anyway? So he became absorbed again in taking his meal. At that time, Nimai Pandit started edging his way a little closer to Murari Gupta, and suddenly he pulled open his dhoti and he pulled out his equipment and he started passing urine on Murari Gupta's lunch. And this disturbed Murari Gupta. He started calling out, what are you doing? Same on you, same on you, rascal boy. And at that time, Lord Gora Roy, he started jumping up and down, clapping his hands and dancing. And he told Murari Gupta, Kuroshira Nariya Bhakti Patacharya Joga Boleha Bipara Gyana Kama Upakya Krishna Bhajamana Diya Rashika Vidagda Chirananda Bhoti Keta Hara Drishti Enahi Bhajana Pushti Nahi Bhuja Bhuri Atimanda. Hey, Murari Gupta. He said, you gave up the path of bhakti. Bhakti Patta Chadiya Joga Bauli E Abhipara. And now you're taking up the path of yoga. My Guru Maharaj, he used to chastise the devotees if they would do some yoga. Although he was practicing Hatha Yoga before he came to Srila Prabhupada. But he would say, don't take shelter of yoga. Because this yoga, if you take shelter of that, it becomes a great obstacle in our bhakti. That doesn't mean that you shouldn't do some kind of exercise. Once, Srila Prabhupada had gone to San Diego, and they went to, the devotees took him to Balboa Park in the morning for a walk. Bhaktadasa, our dear friend, was there at that time. And they were walking with Srila Prabhupada in the park, and they saw some young hippies doing yoga, hatha yoga, in the park, and someone was standing on their head. And one of the devotees made fun of them. Just see, Srila Prabhupada, they're trying to be human pretzels. And Prabhupada said, no, actually that's very good for your health. And when the devotees heard Srila Prabhupada's comment, they all stopped. And they came closer and said, Prabhupada, is it okay if we do? And Prabhupada was quiet for a moment. He said, no. I humbly think that Prabhupada had in mind, he knew the Western devotees, and he probably was thinking that if I tell them, yes, it's okay, then instead of Mangal Artik, they're going to start having Surya Namaskar. Prabhupada told him, no, you don't do like that. But Srila Prabhupada himself was doing yoga every day in the form of walks, which is also one type of yoga. It's very, very good for health. Sometimes we may need for our service, but as Rupa Goswami describes in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, anyabhilashita shunyam. Your anyabhilash should be shunya, nothing. But jnana karma anabritam, jnana and karma adi, shouldn't cover bhakti. Why does he say that anyabhilash should be shunya and jnana karma should anabritam, it shouldn't cover avritam, it shouldn't cover bhakti? Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur explains in his commentary that there should be no room for anyabhilash or other desires. And jnana and karma shouldn't cover bhakti. They shouldn't be our goal. And he says that jnana and karma, adi, the word adi, he says, means etc. Adi, he says, also means vanashram dharma. Adi also means tapasya and doing different ceremonies. He says these things shouldn't cover bhakti. They may sometimes be helpful for bhakti. We do some tapasya. Prabhupada said our tapasya is we follow four regulated principles. But that helps us to come closer to bhakti. But in the beginning of Upadeshamrita, in his commentary in the first verse, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that this vachavegam, manasakrodavegam, this controlling the senses, this is not bhakti. He says this is just the doorway to bhakti, because these things will prevent you from going into the doorway for bhakti. So in and of themselves, they don't give us bhakti, but they may hinder our bhakti. So Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says that they may be sometimes useful to some extent, but they shouldn't cover bhakti. And he says they may cover bhakti in one of two ways. One, you may think it's a goal. Vanashram dharma is the goal. Don't you know it's very, very important? And it was 50% of Srila Prabhupada's mission. I have a little problem with that. Please look on the folio for 50%. It's not found even one time. Nowhere does Srila Prabhupada say that Vanashram Dharma is 50% of his mission. But Srila Prabhupada spoke about it many times. In Vrindavan here, he told the devotees that every temple should open a Vanashram college. So we should fulfill the desire of Srila Prabhupada. But it's not that, I don't know where Prabhupada said 50%. Maybe he said it one time privately to someone. But I always said it was 50%. Then you would think he would speak about it 50% of the time, or at least 20% of the time, or something. But he didn't. So, jnana and karma, adi, meaning vanashram, etc., may cover bhakti that someone may think that's the goal. It's not the goal. Bhakti's the goal. And it may cover it because you may think that unless I perform jnana, karma, vanashram, etc., then I can't get bhakti. This is a second way that it may be covered. But bhakti is swarat. Bhakti is independent. The Bhagavatam 11th canto describes that bhakti sanjayate bhakti, that bhakti comes from bhakti. It's not dependent on anything else. Bhakti stu bhagavad bhakta sangena parijayate. Bhakti comes from the devotee. So we don't take shelter of these things. But Murari Gupta was doing like that. And Nimai Pandit, who's the protector of Sudha Bhakti, his Dharma Bhavana, and Sudha Bhakta Palana. He's the protector of his devotees and the protector of pure bhakti. He stopped that. And he said, don't do this thing. He said, this yoga, e nahi bhajana pushi, nahi bhuji buddhi e atimanda. If you're attached to this yoga and things, then it's going to hurt your bhajan. You'll start mixing things. You may do some yoga or some exercise for your service. That's not covering it. But if you're doing it because you think that the yoga and that my bodily health is most important, then that's very, very bad. So he chastised Murari Gupta. And he said, why aren't you worshiping Krishna? Why are you speaking to everyone about this hatha yoga? And then suddenly, Nimai Pandit vanished. He disappeared. And Murari Gupta was a little astonished by all of this. I don't think he went back to his lunch. At that time, he started running out of the house like a madman. He could hardly even walk. He was feeling such ecstasy. And somehow he made it to the house of Jagannath Mishra and Sachimata. And when he came into the house, he saw their beloved little boy, Vishvambar, looking very innocent, sitting on the lap of Jagannath Mishra. And Sachimata and Jagannath Mishra were caressing him and kissing him and saying very sweet, affectionate things to him. And suddenly Murari Gupta walked in. And he fell down on the ground offering his dandavat pranams, and he got up and offered obeisances and got up and offered obeisances again and again. All the hairs on his body were standing on end, and the tears were coming from his eyes so much his whole body was drenched and his voice was faltering. All the symptoms of asasatvikara bhav, of divine ecstasy, were on the body of Murari Gupta. And at that time, Sachi Mata, she said, "What's wrong? Did our boy do something wrong? Did he offend you?" And Murari Gupta said, "You don't know who your boy is. Your boy is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead." So, these are the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He enjoys his rascal Leela. But no matter how bad Nimai Pandit behaved, no matter how bad Krishna behaved, he raised the ecstasy of his parents. And Vrindavan Das Thakur sings, Putra dara sananande guchila bichar snehe puna hoila donhe kichu nahi ar. Bolo Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. When Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata would see their boy, they would become so ecstatic that they would forget everything. Nothing else was important to them in this world. Koti rupe koti muke vede jadi koi tabu e don hara bhagyara nahi samuchoy. Bolo Hare Krishna. If the Vedas had 10 million mouths, and the Vedas, for millions of ways, tried to speak about the glories of Sachi Mata and Vishwam and Jagannath Mishra, they couldn't reach the limit of their good fortune. Therefore, he says, Sachi Jagannatha Pai Rahu Namaskar Ananta Brahmanda Nata Putra Rupe Jana. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He says, therefore, I offer my obeisances again and again and again to the lotus feet of Sachi Mata and Jagannath Mishra, whose son is the Lord of innumerable universes. Very similar verse to what's written by Rupa Goswami in his Pajavali. Shutim apare smitim mitare bharatamanye bhajantu bhayabitaha aham ihanandam vande yashyalinde param brahma. Those persons who are afraid of material existence worship the Vedic literatures. And some people worship Smriti Shastra, the corollaries to Vedic literature, and others worship the Mahabharata. But as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to worship Maharaj Nanda, the father of Krishna, in whose courtyard the Supreme Absolute Truth, the Personality of Godhead, is playing as his son. And in the 8th chapter we've been reading from, of the 10th canto, text 45, it describes, Traya chopanishadischa samkhya yogaischa satvatai upagiyamana mahatmyam harim samanyatatmajam. The glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are studied throughout the three Vedas, the Upanishads, the literature of Sankhya Yoga and other Vaishnava literature. Yet Mother Yashoda considered that Supreme Person her ordinary child. So this is Krishna's and Mahaprabhu's Bala Chapalya Leela, very wonderful pastime, which the Lord performs to steal not the butter of his devotees, but to steal the love of their hearts. So thank you very much for walking with me on this. Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveda Bhaktabinda ki, Gopremanande Hari, Vanshakopadarubhischa, Kripasindubhyevacha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo namo namah. I just wanted to make two very brief announcements. Some devotees were asking us about our email magazine. We have, comes out every Ekadasi, Sri Krishna Katamrita Bindu, with new translations and stories you haven't ever seen before, and wonderful things from Srila Prabhupada. If you'd like to subscribe to that, over on the wall near the information desk, you can find that. And also, some devotees are asking, we have some copies of some of our books, including Mathura Meets Vrindavan, which speaks many of these same pastimes and many, many other things that we didn't speak about today. This will also be available sometime in the next few days. So thank you all very much.